This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Andre Avanasyev is our guest for two more segments, then Doug Hagman's taking over, in fact, partway in the next segment, here in about 12 minutes. But I know you're a geopolitical scientist, political scientist, hosts some big national TV shows in Russia. Obviously, a smart guy. You can speak English. I can't speak Russian. And I've watched it. I've read your material, and I'm not really a Russophile, I'll be honest. Not an Anglophile either. I'm kind of a Renaissance Americaphile. But I see a renaissance in Russia, as Trump has said, and they demonize him as being a Russian agent for saying, hey, I admire the success, the nationalism, the turning things around, despite all the sanctions. In this little short segment, the next, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Putin claims he likes some of the writings. I ended up not just reading Gulag Archipelago, but three other books that he translated into English. And it just seemed like pure veritas from my own experiences in life and historical research. So what got Putin, I know he's underground Christian, his family still practiced it and everything, but talking about the transformation, how did they not see Putin? How did this happen? Because the proof's in the pudding. How did this unfold to where Putin has been the preeminent world leader for at least a decade? Trump admits that and sees that, and now that he's become nationalist, boom, he's right there with Putin, maybe even in a year already eclipsing that. Not that they're, and notice they still haven't met, though, in their own big summit. I think Trump should meet and break it all in a big, huge summit, you know, in Reykjavik again or something, to just break the trance and say it's okay to be friends with Russia, you know, and share the facts. But that's next segment. We've got 3 minutes to break, short segment. Talk about Putin, who he really is, his real policies, versus what we're told in controlled globalist media here in the U.S.
Well, first of all, Vladimir Putin is a Russian patriot. He loves Russia and does everything to make our country secure. It doesn't mean that he executes some kind of aggressive policies. First of all, Russia does not need it, but we need to defend ourselves. For example, usually the West says that Russia annexed Crimea. That's absolutely not true. Because in Ukraine, in late 2013, globalists launched an pro-EU, pro-Western, pro-globalist, pro-NATO coup to overthrow the legitimately elected government. And they succeeded. This coup brought to power ultra-right Nazis, controlled and funded by Soros and groups related to him. And these people say that they are Ukrainians and they have nothing to do with the Russians. So, and Crimea was the most Russian region of ex-Ukraine. So the first thing they started doing is sending special radical terrorist groups to provocate and put under control Crimea, because you know, under the
same deal, they were shooting cops, burning things down. Same thing Antifa does, but much worse.
Definitely. So Ukraine was a neutral country. It wasn't so pro-globalist or pro-nationalist. It was just a country in between Russia and EU. But it appeared thanks to Bolsheviks. Bolsheviks created it because there was no Ukraine before 1917.
Used to be part of Russia.
Yes, it was just part of Russia, and Bolsheviks wanted to make the revolution global, and for that they needed to show to peoples of the world that there are different countries.
Well, sure, they could break pieces off from Russia itself to then play games there.
So they just put Russia into parts, and that's it. So Vladimir Putin is just a person that wants security for our people. So, I mean, if you have a globalist and pro-Soros coup d'etat in a neighboring country, and what would you do? And if part of this country says, all right, this government is not legitimate, we've held a referendum and want to join you, please defend us, what would you do?
Well, stay there, because it's the same thing happened in the 2000s and the 90s, where the Clintons attacked Serbia multiple times, bombed the South, it would be like Texas, Louisiana, right up into Indiana. They take a third of the country, give it to Muslims who invade out of Albania, who engage in ethnic cleansing. And then finally Russia landed, and they were taking the whole country at Pristina and said, no, no further. And they said that was aggression. No, they were going to turn the whole Christian country over and kill.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta...
Well, the always amazing Doug Hagman, who we're going to be syndicating very, very soon on radio and TV. He's already got a viral program. Been interviewing him for more than a decade. He's going to be taking over here in about 10 minutes. We have Andrei Afanasyev joining us, who's a big national TV host in Russia, and who is exposing that multinational megabanks, just like McCarthy said, that's been declassified even by the Russians, he was right, funded communism as a way to con the serfs of Europe and Russia from one agrarian system that had some controls that I would call authoritarian, but they were really just ancient, onto a new system of total control. And they all bragged about this, and they did it. And scholars, we're talking, I don't want to say Nobel Prize winners, that's embarrassing now. You know, people like Alexander Solzhenitsyn reverse engineered all this, but before Solzhenitsyn, before I even read his books, I had reverse engineered it because, and I'm not putting him down, I'm saying it's true. I didn't read it from Solzhenitsyn. I read that and learned more. That the exact crap you see at the universities everywhere else and the MSNBC saying you can't have churches or families, they said that to Trump. You don't get that. And they had a woman on TV going, you don't get that. And these are commissars that are going to stand over us as political officers and gang rape us. And so, in closing, I want you to get back into how they're allied with radical Islam, these globalists, how we defeat them, concerns you've got, and I know we don't want to be critical overall. Trump has enemies. You know him by his enemies. He's trying, but they have bullied him into accelerating conflict with Russia, threatening huge new sanctions, and Putin just says, well, that's not very friendly, as it was Russia helped us right after 9/11. Russia helped us take out ISIS more than we did. It's not like groveling to Russia. I've never been there. I do play. It's the truth. And then to sit there and watch Hollywood and these Bolsheviks piss all over everybody and then sit there and just kind of, get a brownie point, so I don't get called a Russian agent by not talking to Russians. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be bullied into it. And the only area that I'm worried about Trump is the fact that he has gone from being very open, very conciliatory, very smart. Look at the resources of Russia. Good God, it's a perfect match to what America needs. It would be a dynamo. The globalists fear that. They've always feared it. So you got the floor in the last few minutes here. I really appreciate you joining us.
Yes, Alex. So definitely we're now in a situation where Donald Trump somehow needs to fight for area, fight for space, because he is surrounded. Just like Vladimir Putin was surrounded in 1999. He came to power in a country that was totally controlled by transnational corporations and liberal structures. For example, all our natural resources, oil and gas, were not owned by the state or by state-run companies. They are all owned by transnational companies. And it took about 4 years to take it back. Can you imagine that all the oil of the United States, all the Texan oil, is owned by, I don't know, Dutch company? It's the state of my country. I remember it. It was like 13 years ago. So, and it took time. It took time to fight these networks. And, for example, the famous Munich speech of Vladimir Putin at Munich conference, it was the first challenge of globalism from a national leader of a big country, happened 7 years after Putin came into office. So we definitely need the second term for Donald Trump team, because it took us Russians 7 years to start the process.
And by the way, now the dominoes are falling. So Russia deserves the credit for kicking the dominoes over. And the globalists admit that. That's not refuted. And they say it with horror. You got cut off by a break 30 minutes ago. I'm glad you mentioned that. What about the meeting, the picnic with the oligarchs early on?
Yes. So it was a famous meeting with oligarchs, like maybe a year after Putin came into power. And he declared officially and openly to them the new rules, saying that all the major businessmen or oligarchs, as we say, need to become national and work for the interests of the state. Or if they keep on being globalists, the state will need to defend itself and the people from them. So the majority of them fled to London and to other countries, but the majority of them are in London, like Boris Berezovsky. Some of them fled to Israel, like Mr. Gusinski. And I can tell you that all of them, it's funny, they all owned major media in the country. Berezovsky owned First Channel. It's like CNN. And Gusinski owned NTV. It's like...
And there were also lawsuits. It turned out a bunch of them were fronts for the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds sued, and then in court, the judges said, no, it turns out the Rothschilds have been running Russia for 80 years.
Yeah, definitely. And still, for example, our central bank does not report to our government. And it's a big problem because the globalists are doing everything.
That's key. You're saying 18 years later, Russia still hasn't drained the swamp fully.
We're still 1 foot in the swamp. We have our army. We have our special services. We have our foreign ministry. But the economy and the finance, where the globalists are the strongest, is still a problem.
Well, I was about to say next, it's funny, because I was always critical of our special services. I knew it was infiltrated and run by bad guys. But it was in this last election, they saw it was all real. It was the military, it was good elements of the CIA and other agencies that actually got the intel out, WikiLeaks, it wasn't the Russians, and all of it. And actually, that's now the main line with Trump, is the military, particularly the Army and the Marine Corps now, against the globalists who return the country. It's not that they're perfect. They just think America should run America. We're not going to use it to fund world government. We're not going to be used like Russia to do all this. I mean, they use that as an example. They know. How can they ever go back now, Andre, now that the cat's out of the bag, now that the program's out?
Well, Alex, the main objective for all of us, for all the people here in Russia, for all of you fellow Americans who support nationalism and tradition and Christianity, is installing public relations with each other. Without globalists, we need to create our own networks to deliver truth. I am like ultra imperialist, in a good way, Russian, who supports Russian Empire. And I tell you, Americans, please, be sovereign and strong. I don't tell you, be weak. I don't tell you that we want to conquer you. I tell you, be strong and defend your national interests and not the interests of a bunch of globalist oligarchs. That's the difference. We all need to be strong. We all need to defend our national interests. It doesn't mean that Russia and U.S. always have the same interests, but we need to discuss them as national sovereign countries and not as different departments of a big transnational corporation. That's how they want to see us.
And so, by the way,
I want America to be strong.
Absolutely. I watched some of the Putin speeches and things, and he says the same thing. Be strong. Take your country back. And once you do, we want to do business with you. We have a lot of resources. We're ready for business. It sounds like the wild, wild, it sounds like John Wayne saying, let's do business and let's be Christian. And that's what pisses off Hollywood. It's so obvious, Andre. It's sick.
Well, definitely. And the more we talk about that, the more we expose them. Both here in Russia, we still have a lot of problems. You see, Ksenia Sobchak is coming to Washington.
Now you have your own problems, but I noticed that they said, oh, Putin really wanted Hillary. Well, he hedged his bets. I watched the Duma when Trump won. People were crying. They were celebrating. That's what I saw.
But we were happy not because Trump is a Russian agent. We were happy because Trump was a chance for us that globalists that control the United States would leave us alone and let us live the lives we want to live. And that's the point.
Well, that's right. And my God, I couldn't imagine how many Russians and Ukrainians and Poles did the leftists that took control from the U.S. kill. I mean, I actually feel like we should apologize to Russia, even though I wasn't alive then, that America let the leftists come over there and gang rape the hell out of you.
Well, unfortunately, it was also made on American money, on the globalist money. We know that Trotsky came to Russia from New York, where he has relatives.
That's right. It's all historic, and now they run the neocons. We're all going to come together, though, to defeat this. All right, Andre Afanasyev, thank you. Well, come back on David Knight on any of the shows, any of the broadcasts. We want to have you on with the War Room, you name it. Very powerful truth.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message. For those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, the IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. It's Doug Hagman, syndicated TV and radio host, incredible intel source there on the East Coast. The president giving a speech at one of the new factories that's expanding here in the United States as we see record acceleration of our economy after just a few of the globalist constraints have been removed. Talking about we have them. We have them now. We've caught them with a memo. Five new memos coming out, as we told you. This is just the blueprint of the treason. Then we get them to lie in the media. Then we release the new information exposing them. Not that we're masterminds. The 5D chess is we're not lying. The 5D chess is we mean well. The 5D chess is we're not out to screw you. And these criminals never get that. They think they're so smart being criminals. They don't get just being straight shooting is what built America and not being cowards. So here's the president.
I think everybody's going to be supportive. We need people that are going to do a great job and keep us in the right direction. You know? Yeah. We need them badly, too. Or it all goes back to where it was and worse. Oh, but did we catch them in the act or what? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, did we catch them in the act? They are very embarrassed. They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them. Hey, we caught them. Oh, it's so much fun. We're like the great sleuth.
Nothing succeeds like success. I'm going to turn this over to Doug Hagman. I appreciate hosting this hour. We had that incredible guest that ran over, but I can't wait to hear what he has to say. We're not out of the woods yet, but let me tell you something. We were getting our ass handed to us. They're getting their ass handed to them right now. As long as we continue to move forward with that spirit, we are unstoppable. Doug Hagman, what you got coming up today for us?
Hey, well, I'm going to lay out some in that we have not heard yet. The difference between Title I and Section 702. Donald Trump saying that we got them. Boy, do we ever have them. And it's worse than people really believe. So I'm going to break this down. Also, the five different memos you're talking about, get into that a little bit more. Information packed. Just looking forward to the next few segments.
Doug, let's talk about the president's statement then. We have you now. Let's discuss what where that goes and how they may strike back. Take over, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Alex. And I appreciate the opportunity to sit for you. I'm going to tell everyone right now, look, the evidence is undeniable. The Nunes memo that was released last Friday, of course, is just the start, just the tip of the iceberg. Because what is coming next? The documentation, the foundational documents for that executive summary that we saw is going to be so damning, so critical, so it will infuriate even, I believe, even members of the left of center. That's how bad this is. This is an attempted takeover, as Alex has said, as David Knight, as everyone has said. This is an attempted takeover of our country, of our Constitution, not just the president, not just the office of the presidency, but of every one of us to reverse the election and also to install the globalists. Now, if you listen to the last hour with Andre from Russia, so much important information there and how this all ties together, because at the root of everything, it's the globalists. It's the people who are attempting to manufacture and orchestrate and whether through warfare or bombs, bullets, or ink. Or it used to be ink, I guess, but now the excitement of electrons over the airwaves. What we're seeing is now the pushback against the orchestration of the globalists. And now it's all coming apart. The wheels are coming off their globalist bus. Soros is driving and the globalist bus, and the wheels are coming right off. I mean, you get that. And we're winning. We are winning, and that's a good thing. The globalists are afraid. They're scared. We've got them on the run. And a critical component of all of this is knowledge. And I've gotten a lot of emails over this past weekend from people who said, you know, really appreciate everything that you're saying. Really appreciate everything Alex is saying. But what are we going to do about it? Well, exactly what we're doing about it. This is, as Alex says, an information war. And we need to get in front of the information. We need to keep educating the people, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues. The people will listen. We can win on the numbers, and we will win on the numbers. Don't ever give up. We have to unite, and we have to present a united front. And the fact is, this war is really going hot. What I have discovered and what the information with respect to FISA surveillance, it has so been. You think it's bad? You haven't heard how bad it actually is or was. There was a piece by Cheryl Atkinson this weekend. The difference between a Section 702, the traditional FISA surveillance, versus a Title I surveillance, and what happened to Carter Page. When you hear this, when you hear the results from this, when you understand exactly what they have done with respect to Carter Page, what Lynch and Comey. But it all lies at the desk of Obama. When you hear what they have done and how they entrapped Carter Page and others within the Donald Trump concentric circles of influence, you will be astounded. You will be amazed, and you will be angered, because this information, I'm bringing you a lot of information. So getting right into it. Cheryl Atkinson, and this was reported by the Conservative Treehouse as well. Cheryl Atkinson had made a very important distinction about what the memo, the executive summary memo, really got into. And inside the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, that memo, a key distinction that has been conflated, or people really are not understanding the difference between a Title I versus a Title VII surveillance. Now, you might think, oh, man, this is boring. Leave me alone. I don't want to hear this. No, you got to hear this, because, and it's not that difficult. It's simple. And look, I've been involved as an operational asset with the Department of Justice and the FBI back in the 90s. Forgive me for that, okay? But nonetheless, I understand what it takes to get a warrant. I understand what it takes to get a search warrant, to get a wiretapping warrant. I understand how it what it takes to go before a U.S. attorney. I understand what it as an operational asset, what it takes to verify my bona fides on a warrant application. Now, I'm not talking about a FISA warrant. I'm talking about a regular Title VII or a regular court, U.S. magistrate court warrant. So I get it. But what happened here, the process was not just short-circuited, but what happened here was that the Department of Justice, the FBI, was so infiltrated by deep state operatives working exactly for Hillary Clinton.
That they turned off all the fail-safe controls and engaged in fraud.
There it is. There it is. And it wasn't an oops. This was a, we're going to do it this way. And this is exactly what happened. And how? But the diabolical nature of this, Alex, is, I got to tell you, they took Carter Page in 2016 and just did not make him or describe him as a potential Russian asset. Title I designates him as a Russian spy, period, full stop. And what happens there? And as Cheryl Atkinson and Conspiracy reported, he is like patient zero in an Ebola pandemic, because everyone he contacts, everyone he's got contact with, everyone who calls him, emails him.
They convicted him like he was Osama bin Laden.
Exactly. Exactly. But not only just Carter Page. If I typed an email to you mentioning Carter Page, whether it's in the body or the subject line, they, because it's a Title I surveillance as opposed to Section 702, because we could.
The Total Dragnet. We're going to break. You're on fire. Doug Hagmann, straight ahead. Stay with us. Spread the live links. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it was a prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
And welcome back. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex. Thanks so much, Alex. I got a lot of stuff, a lot of information to get into. We also have a video clip coming up. Brian Seltzer saying the memo is an alternate reality created by Sean Hannity. Yeah, that's the ticket, right? As John Lovitz used to say. Well, speaking about the memo, look. The information that was done, that was uncovered by Cheryl Atkinson this weekend, and the information that was uncovered really provided through a number of outlets, but not enough to really make a difference, is so incredibly important. And I want to get into that. There is a terrific distinction between what happened with Carter Page and with what is being said. Speaking of alternate realities, this is not created by Sean Hannity. The alternate reality is one that was created not by Sean Hannity, but by the progressives who wanted to overthrow and continue to want to overthrow our country. As a matter of fact, can we play that 54-second audio clip, Brian Stelzer?
The memo, this entire memo thing, I know it's confusing, but it gives the Hannitys of the world an alternative reality to live in. It gives Trump a way to say he's vindicated, even though he's not. It lets Trump allies say Mueller's probe is tainted and needs to be shut down. It allows them to turn every claim around on its head. Collusion? Yeah, there was collusion by the Democrats. Obstruction? Yeah, the Dems obstructed. It's like that old childhood schoolyard taunt. I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. Now, the current in vogue talking point is there is an important investigation going on, but it's not the investigation into Russian interference in the election. It's the investigation into the FBI. That's the alternative reality. And look, this campaign of confusion is good for Hannity. His ratings are way up. It's good for Trump as well, but it's bad for the country.
Okay, now everyone just heard what he said, right? It's undeniable. You talk about an alternative reality. I'll tell you what the alternative reality is. It's not, again, it's not from Sean Hannity. It's not from the right. It's not from Devin Nunes. It's not from the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. The alternate reality is from the progressives attempting to rewrite history. And there was something said, which I thought was so amazing. There was a reference to Joe McCarthy, referencing Senator Joe McCarthy. I think it was in a tweet by James Comey. Not too many schools. Remember this tweet? It was this past weekend. Not too many schools, not too many streets renamed after Joe or named after Joe McCarthy, meaning Senator Joe McCarthy from the McCarthy era back in post World War II. Now you just heard Andre from Russia. Very interesting. Talking about the new Russia or what Russia is today, and keep that in the back of your mind as you consider the Comey reference to Joe McCarthy. Now, look, we have had problems in this country with the KGB, with the spy apparatus, the Russian spy apparatus, the old Soviet Russian spy apparatus in America. Senator Joe McCarthy proved this. The House Un-American Activities Committee proved this. Two separate things, often conflated, much like what is happening today is conflated. But think back in history. McCarthy, of course, McCarthyism, to be accused of McCarthyism. People right now are using that term in different areas. But really, Joe McCarthy, Senator Joe McCarthy, was correct. And there's a wonderful book by Diana West that she wrote, American Betrayal, that lays this all out. And, of course, the Venona Secrets. Look, you've got to know history in order to understand the present. This is what we're seeing today. We have seen, or what we saw in the past 8 years of the Obama regime. I don't even want to call it an administration. The infiltration by hostile foreign countries into our State Department, into our government apparatus, multiple agencies. That's not alternate reality. That's reality, period. And that needs to be investigated. That has taken form, taken shape of the things like the dossier, the 35-page piece of garbage out there that is reported as news or as valid.
Absolutely, Doug. Doug Hagman here hosting the fourth hour, just breaking in. We were following this earlier just an hour ago, and the stock market was only down 600 points, which is still big. It dropped 1,600 points today, which is one of the biggest drops ever, and then rebounded 800 points, but it's still 800 points down. And Doug, you talk about deep state operations. You talk about Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. They've been working against the president, even though they've had record profits. They openly cheerlead for communist China. This is the type of craziness we've been saying will come as we stand up against the deep state actors. And all the rest of it. So this is an amazing time to be alive. Right now, we're going to follow this right through with you the next 30 minutes, right into the war room with Owen Schroyer, myself, and others during all this. But again, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, the latest coverage, 1,600 is like 1,580-something point. 1,600 if you wrap it up from way up there at 26,000 down to, you know, close to 24,000. This is a big, big deal. And again, now this is economic warfare undoubtedly against this president. They've been trying as hard as they can. There he is touring the country, getting thousands of factories back. And now this happens. You better believe something this big is meant to embarrass him on his big economic tour he's involved in. It was Lloyd Blankfein, the head of Goldman Sachs, that heads up the New World Order, that said a few months ago, oh, I was in China. They're in industries much bigger. How's your industry, you know, how's your infrastructure week going? This is the economic war in our country right now. So going back to Doug Agman.
Fantastic points. And, you know, the economy, the money, we are just going to kill the dollar from 5-6 years ago, 7 years ago. This is blowback by the deep state. You're absolutely right. An incredible time to be alive to witness this. And, of course, the controls by the deep state include the dollar, the purchasing power of our dollar, the food, everything this is absolute blowback, and I think it's designed, obviously, to really take everyone's attention away from really what's important. Of course, this is important, but it's a more of a symptom than the actual problem. Man, 15, imagine 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I remember sitting actually outside of a bank 30 years ago, watching bankers come out of this bank. It was October of 87, I believe it was, and the Dow had dropped, I think, what, 300 points? It was just imagine today. That was nothing compared to today. So we have to keep our eye on what's taking place. Watch the blowback. The blowback is incredibly important. So, and Alex, thank you very much for keeping me informed on this. By the way, if I got a comment the other day. It was Saturday, saying, hey, you know what, you sounded pretty good on InfoWars. And I told him, I said, man, you got to try. I just have to mention this. The Real Red Pill, I got to tell you, I don't know what's in that. But go to InfoWars Store. You got to get this product, the Real Red Pill. And look, this stuff really works. I can see through walls. I know I can't, but you get the idea. The Real Red Pill, as well as CellForce, which is on sale right now. Limited time sale on CellForce by InfoWars. 53% off discount, $69.95. You can't beat that. I take it. I feel great. Never felt better before in my life. So make sure you visit InfoWars Store. Purchasing that not only helps you, it helps people like InfoWars, entities like InfoWars, and us stay on the air. So getting back to this issue, you know, I happen to think, too, 33,942 surveillance warrants were granted in a 33-year period. Talking about numbers with respect to the stock market and such. Think about this. The FISA court was established back in 1979, I believe it was. I'm going from memory here. The only note I've got is this number, 33,942. That's the number of surveillance warrants that were actually issued. You know how many were denied in that 33-year period? 12, which represents a 0.03% denial rate. Incredible. One denied, of course, henceforth, later on. This is unbelievable. I just heard music. Am I on my way out there? Okay. All right. Folks, you're listening to InfoWars. Doug Hagman sitting. Sorry about that. Got insanity in my ears.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
And welcome back to InfoWars.com. Sitting in for Alex Jones, it's me, Doug Hagman. I've got to tell you, great music, by the way. But the information presented just today alone, incredible. I'm going to have to listen to the interview with Andre from Russia again. But getting back into the core issue, the takeaway from my appearance today, if I can just leave you with one real important distinction. And we are ahead. I believe InfoWars.com, Hagman Report, Alex Jones, myself, we are ahead of the curve on this. Watch for discussions now of a couple of things. Additional memos coming out, the investigation moving from the Department of Justice and the FBI. There will be additional information coming out along with the foundational documents of that. But watch for the investigation. And by the way, the OIG, Mike Horowitz, but watch for the investigation of the Department of State. This coming out is going to be absolutely earth-shaking, as much as perhaps the Department of Justice and the FBI. But the other takeaway is I believe, the unintentional conflation, or perhaps the fact that many people are not recognizing the extent of the surveillance as depicted by the Nunes memo. You know, you heard all weekend, as I did. Man, I'll tell you what, my ears were bleeding really from listening to so many audio clips and watching so many pundits talk about what really happened. But when you really get to it, I've not heard anyone mention this outside of Cheryl Atkinson. When you really get down to it, there's a key distinction about this that's being overlooked. It's by many who are talking out there, and that is in the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. It specifically notes that the targeting of U.S. individual Carter Page was not. I'm underlining this, was not a FISA Title VII search request. The Title VII FISA 702 that we hear so much about references the incidental collection of U.S. person's information as it relates to national security. Now, this was a Title I. This warrant request was a Title I, and it was made on October 21st, 2016. Again, under Title I of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, meaning that the surveillance application was specifically stating to the court, to the FISA court, the U.S. individual was likely an actual agent of a foreign government, a spy. This is what Carter Page is dealing with. This is what the October 2016 FISA warrant was. This is the October 2016 FISA warrant. Now consider what they're saying here. And not only that, consider the ramifications from this, because we're not talking just surveillance over Carter Page and any incidental collection along with the unmasking. That would be bad enough. We are talking about something totally different here at a new level of horrendous. That is a Title I FISA warrant. And I'll tell you how horrendous this is. If you're out there and you type an email, for example, that mentions Carter Page, yes, you, this a private citizen, you could be caught up in this dragnet. Think about Carter Page as he was doing business in Moscow with Merrill Lynch and then a minor advisor on the Donald Trump team. Think about everyone he had contact with. What this Title I warrant did was put a giant bullseye on every person that ever shook hands, essentially, with Carter Page. This is the difference between a 702 warrant and a Title I warrant. If you go away from this segment without anything else, understand how important the distinction is. This requires the National Security Division, by the way, and the FBI, the Counterintelligence Division. This requires an entirely new level of proof, well beyond anything that the FISA court or the 702 requires. They were not just asking to review the ancillary data collected on a U.S. person as an outcome of surveillance on a foreign, no, that would be Title VII. That would be, we got to understand the difference. It sounds confusing, but it's really not. Title VII, FISA 702, that's one thing. Title I is something totally different. And in this action outlined within the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, in that memo, the Department of Justice and the FBI were specifically, they were telling the FISA court that they had evidence that the U.S. citizen, Carter Page, was working as an agent of a foreign government. Think Robert Hansen, even beyond that, perhaps, at that level, that accusation level, which is why we're seeing the pushback by Carter Page, because it's one thing to be caught up in a surveillance or to be named in a surveillance. It's another to be identified as a Russian hostile agent, and that's what happened here. Now, the title, he was their target, and therefore a direct target of the FISA Title I surveillance on October 21st, 2016. And to give validity to the underlying position of the Department of Justice and the FBI, the Justice Department used the Clinton Steele dossier, media reports from and of the Clinton Steele dossier. And this is where, pay attention, this is where the Department of State is going to come in. Yes, I understand it's 2016. Yes, I understand that Hillary Clinton left the Department of State in 2013. But the carryovers they would get John Kerry, for example, the policies and procedures, as well as the input. Don't think that Hillary Clinton just left and had no other contact. No, this goes beyond 2013, her 2013 departure, but I digress. But this also involves Nellie and Bruce Orr. This is how it all fits together. You got to get a flow chart almost. So in total, this was a very sketchy, very ad hoc assembly, a political campaign research disguised as intelligence and not even disguised very well, all with the authorship of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And the kicker is this. This leads all the way up to Barack Hussein Obama. I'm going to tell you right now, Obama knew. Obama was okay with it at the very least, or had some level of direction. I think we're going to find the latter as opposed to the former. Now, without knowing the court had been provided political research, the FISA court granted the FBI full surveillance authority under Title I of Carter Page. And what that did was that acted like a domino, and that was like a tripwire for the rest of the surveillance that was conducted. So Comey, we know Comey lied in his testimony. We know Comey lied when he put his John Hancock on that FISA warrant. We know that Rod Rosenstein and Sally Yates intentionally deceived the FISA court. This is me saying this from my personal research and my personal investigation. But this goes much deeper and much wider. And this is. By orders of magnitude far greater than Watergate could ever be. Any comparison to Watergate should never, ever be. This is a dictatorship move by Barack Hussein Obama, conspiring with his Department of Justice, his FBI. And I know you might be getting tired of hearing about this, but let me tell you, the details, the devil is really in the details in this. And when the details come out, and trust me when I tell you this, when the details come out of how bad this is, that memo was just the Nunes memo, just giving a little bit of information in terms of the underlying documentation. When you see, I've talked to an FBI agent who spoke, well, I guess I'll just say this. I've talked to an FBI agent who spoke with the staff of one of the committee members who saw the underlying documentation, and it is brutal. I'll just share that with you. It's brutal. And when it comes out, it's gonna hit like a thud. You heard that audio clip about Sean Hannity, and this is Sean Hannity's alternate reality. No. This is actually information that Sean Hannity will be leading off with. You're ahead. You are ahead in the information war right now by listening to InfoWars. You're ahead in the information war as you listen, of course, to this segment. And I've got to tell you, what's coming next is going to be something critical. Watch the stock market. Watch the ups and downs of the stock market, the volatility there. Watch what happens, because there's blowback. You know, make sure your seat backs and tray tables are in their full upright and locked position, because it's going to get bumpy out there. I'm going to tell you, Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex, InfoWars. Tune into InfoWars tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central Time. I'm Doug Hagman on HagmanReport.com, Doug Hagman Radio Show, and you've just been informed. This is fantastic. I just want to thank each and every one of you for being with us. And as I said, this is going to be an incredible.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.